How was your second date, girls? I hope it was as much fun for you as it was for Lexi and I when we did it. Today, we get to check in with one of my favorite recording artists, Jamie Jamgosian. Why is she a favorite? Because she loves, loves, loves modesty. Let's check her out. She's a redheaded, freckled beauty queen. Gorgeous! You can see her photo at jamiejam.com if you don't believe me. Jamie, let's get right into it. You're lovely, but is there anything about you that you don't like or haven't liked about how God made you?
Wow, that is an interesting question. I think as women, girls, we always have areas of our bodies that we just don't love. And I can remember growing up, I went through that growth spurt really early. I'm super tall. I'm right below 6 feet. Yeah, I am tall. And so I always felt like I was towering over all my friends, and especially the boys, because, you know, they don't catch up to their growth spurt till much later. So I really struggled with my height and just feeling bigger. And I was chunky. I wasn't a skinny little thing. Some people are born thinner. Some people are born a little bit bigger. And it's taken me a while to come to grips with this is who God has made me. And you know what? I really like being tall now. You know what? There's certain clothes that look better on taller women. And I'm sure for those petite girls, there's certain outfits that only you can wear.
Well, what did God do in your life to help you embrace your real beauty?
You know, when I came to know the Lord, something he really started showing my heart, it's based off the Psalms 139, is that he created us. It says he knit us together in our mom's womb, that he formed us. So it always just blows my mind that God knew I was going to be tall. He knew I was going to have reddish blonde hair and freckles, and that I was going to have these long legs. So just coming to realize that if the God of the universe, who created everything, new to make me a tall person, I'm going to accept that. And I just want to encourage you guys today, if you're struggling or wondering about something on your body that maybe you don't like, maybe those curves or maybe your nose. I've had to deal with my nose too, because it's not a perfect nose. God has made us in his image. And it says that we have been fearfully and wonderfully made. So I just want to throw this out there right now. Let's put our hand on that part of our body that we don't like. Come on, do it with me right now. I'm putting my hand over my nose, on my long legs, and let's repeat what God says in Psalms 139. Thank you, O God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, that I know full well. Girls, embrace the body, the beauty that God has given you, and let him use you in ways that you never could have believed.